It wouldn't be a proper morning news if we didn't talk about playoff football over the weekend. Got a clip right here from the end of last night's Chiefs versus Bills game. Listen to this.
And goes out of bounds. Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game. These two guys know each other. Unbelievable. This is just unfathomable. The Bills had won this game. It was over. Josh Allen with a perfect postseason. And Patrick Mahomes somehow comes out there and shows the world, I'm still here. Andy Reid.
Final score 42-36, Chiefs prevailing over the Buffalo Bills yesterday. Did you manage to catch any of the games that happened over the weekend?
I sure did. Yeah, it was a great one.
Especially last night's game. As a Bills fan, I'm a little heartbroken over the loss, but you can't not look at that game and say, "Wow, that was incredible to just watch." And frankly, I think the Chiefs deserved that win after all of that went on.
Could be. I mean, that Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce connection is starting to get a little old at this point for most of us. But no, the Bills have a really bright future. It was an up and down season. Josh Allen, what a quarterback. You've got Stephon Diggs. How about Gabriel Davis with 8 receptions for 200 yards and setting a record with 4 touchdown receptions?
Absolutely. He deserves some of that credit.
A lot of great young talent on that team.
Certainly. And I mean, it propels them even further into next year. You know, this is a team that's been trying to build up again after, you know, consecutive seasons of just loss and heartbreak. And we're not seeing the results that we've been looking at the past couple of years. And just to see this all kind of come together in a knockdown, dragged out fight last night. I mean, wow. That might as well have been the Super Bowl game.
For you, I would imagine. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel your pain, Deanna. You know, as Seahawks fans, we've been through it all before. As long as you don't lose a bet and have to run around the block naked or anything like that, I'm sure you'll recover.
No, I'm all set on that end. And hey, speaking of the playoffs, I know our very own Joe Tien's a big Packers fan, and he's also I'm not particularly excited to see him come in this morning because he's also feeling pretty heartbroken after that loss.
The 49ers did what they do.
Yeah.
That was really painful to watch. But hey, you know, we got the Rams and the Niners in the NFC Championship game. I don't really root for the Rams, but Cooper Kupp, he went to Eastern Washington. He's a great wide receiver. And Taylor Rapp, the safety, should be back. He's a Seahome High School alum.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can root for those guys at least.
Absolutely. And I mean, it'll be another weekend of just the NFC and the AFC Championship. We've got the Rams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Cincinnati Bengals. Of those four, do you have any in your lineup that you're looking to see win the whole thing in February?
I'm definitely rooting for the Bengals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was born in Ohio.
That's true.
Joe Burrow was born just down the road from where I was born. A lot of family back there, lots of Bengals fans, so shout out to you guys. And yeah, we were all on board for the Bengals.
For the Bengals to win. Now, why is that? Why do you think that they have the chance this year to defeat, anybody else in the Super Bowl?
Joe Burrow's just a winner. He did it at LSU. He's been doing it all season long with the Bengals. They've got every opportunity to do it. And I don't think that Kansas City Chiefs defense is very good.
All right. Well, it's all to see, and we'll place our bets a little closer to the Super Bowl date. Mark Skolton with more in sports coming up next.